Today, Sydney rental properties collapse. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics, one of today's posts covering finance and property news with a distinctively Australian flavour. It's worth reflecting that one third of all properties mortgaged are actually for investment purposes. And we know that there are considerable pressures in major centres, including Sydney and Melbourne. So the data from Domain, which came out just before Christmas, underscores just how serious the situation is. It was headlined, Sydney rental properties are discounted in every region as the days on market increases. The amount of time Sydney homes are sitting advertised for rent has stretched out to 50 days, despite the fact nearly a third of rentals across the city have slashed their asking price, according to Domain. The latest figures from Domain showed that the proportion of rental listings with a price discount was 30.1% in November 2020, up 6.7 percentage points compared to November last year. Properties are taking longer to rent too. The number of days on market has risen by 15% from 43 to 50 days on average. But the rate of discounting varied region by region across New South Wales, with the rental properties closer to the city bearing the brunt of it. The largest amount of rental discounts occurred in the Inner West, where 36.2% of listings had reduced asking rents, up from 24.3% at the same time last year. The Inner West was not alone, however, with many other areas close to the city seeing around a third or more of rental properties discounted. The second highest proportion of reduced rents was found in the Lower North Shore, where 34.6% of rental properties were discounted. Real estate industry consultant and sales executive at utility connections company York Porter, Amy Sanderson, said one real estate office in Ashfield had almost 100 properties vacant with all asking rents discounted. Tenants, when they do their searches now, they won't put in a specific suburb. They put in a price range, Ms. Anderson said, adding that it was value for money they were after. The working from home phenomenon had allowed tenants to look across several suburbs to find a rental with an extra bedroom or upsize from a unit to a townhouse on the same budget. The other thing we've noticed is a lot of people are leaving Metro Sydney because they don't have to work in the city anymore, she said. I'm a perfect example. I left the Lower North Shore in Sydney and I've moved to the Gold Coast. The two pockets of the city that held up better than the rest of the city were Southwest Sydney and the Northern Beaches. Both regions saw an improvement in the rate of discounting compared to November last year, but of course the Northern Beaches has their own problems just at the moment. In the Southwest, discounting dropped to 15.9%, down from 23.5% in the same period last year. Landlords in the Southwest area have been pricing rentals in the light of the pandemic and preventing the need to discount, according to Richard Matthews, real estate agent Tanya Quarters. They're pricing their properties lower than what they're asking for. They're most sensitive to people's situations these days, Ms. Costes said. Tenants don't need to ask for a discount. They feel what they're looking for in our area is already at a good price. Maybe they're more affected than wealthy areas, so they know what to do and how to help people, Ms. Costes said. Meanwhile, tenants living in New South Wales regional areas are far less likely to get themselves a discount, thanks in part to the sheer number of city slickers who fled Sydney for the country this year. The sudden demand for rental properties helped every regional area contain discounting to less than 10% of their listings. And it also helped reduce the rate of discounting dramatically compared to a year ago. Popular country areas include Orange and the Mid-North Coast, and they saw less than 1% of rentals with reduced rents, down from 5.5% and 7.7% respectively. Even major regions such as Newcastle, the Southern Highlands, and the Central Coast saw discounting apply to less than 5% of rentals. Now, there are two observations that's just worth reflecting on. The first is that many landlords have already now discounted, so essentially they are asking a lower price to start with, and of course that's not in the numbers. And secondly, we know that some tenants are getting very smart about shopping around and comparing different areas, and I think we're going to see more of this ahead. But the bottom line is this, that in the major Sydney market, and I think, by the way, a parallel event is happening in Melbourne, it means that many property investors, if they can rent their properties at all, are having to take significantly discounted rentals. And in many cases, according to our analysis, this means that they are having less opportunity of covering their mortgage costs, let alone the other costs of letting the property. And unless there is very strong capital growth in the next 12 to 18 months, which frankly I doubt in these areas, particularly units, it seems to me that the whole investment proposition is under question. And this, of course, despite all the property spruiking and all of the calls for people to buy now to invest, because, of course, properties are going to rise. Well, as I've said before, get granular. Sure, there are some properties in some locations where prices will rise. But equally, there are also a number of properties, particularly investment properties, where prices are going to fall as more come onto the market after the Christmas and New Year break, simply because property investors can't make the rental return they need to cover their costs. And this is why I continue to believe that property investing will be something of a lesser sport in the months and years ahead. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.